The British and Australian governments have confirmed that two women with dual citizenship and an Australian man are being detained in Iran. Little is known about their plight, but it's understood one of the women, a Melbourne academic, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after a trial late last year. Overnight, the UK Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, called for their release.
The message for Iran is to follow the international rule of law, to respect freedom of navigation in the Straits, and to release people that have been detained in the way they have been over the last few years.
That's UK Defence Secretary Ben Wallace. Professor Amin Saikal is a Middle East specialist at ANU and author of the book Iran Rising, The Survival and Future of the Islamic Republic. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you.
How surprised are you to see these cases emerge in media reports? Because, you know, it's not an immediate development, but the fact that it's in the public domain is what's new.
It is quite surprising, but of course we know that Western governments, when they are trying to deal with Iran over these sort of issues, they try to do it quietly through the normal diplomatic channels rather than trying to publicize the whole case. Although in the case of the academic who's been detained and, of course, the Australian couple who've been detained, the British have made quite a bit of noises about it. But otherwise, I think normally and initially they would like to really approach it through the normal diplomatic channels.
Does the fact that this is all now in the public domain make it harder for those diplomats trying to secure their release?
Well, on the one hand, it makes it harder, but on the other hand, it could also really help the governments to move faster in trying to deal with Iran on the issues as quickly as possible. And I'm pretty sure that both the Australian government and the British government have already approached the Iranian authorities, and they are in discussion with those authorities. But whether they're going to really produce quick results, I mean, that remains to be seen, because in the past, when we've seen foreign nationals have been detained in Iran, and it's taken a very long time before the release has been secured.
I suppose it's worth noting that Australia has a very different diplomatic relationship with Iran compared with the United Kingdom. Are these individuals better off having their cases handled by Australia?
I think so. And I mean, there's a great deal of goodwill towards Australia among the Iranians, and there is a very benign view of Australia among Iranians. And also, Australia is one of the very few members of the Western Alliance which have maintained sustained diplomatic relations with Iran and at ambassadorial level since the advent of the Iranian Islamic Republic 40 years ago. And also, Australia has got a very strong alumni, you know. There's something like 900 Iranian students who came to Australia and did postgraduate studies, and they've all returned to Iran, and they are assuming important positions in both governmental and non-governmental organizations. So there is a great deal of goodwill towards Australia, but of course, at the same time, when Australia joins American operations, like the one, the naval operation that Australian Prime Minister has announced that Australia will participate, is not really going to please the Iranians. And of course, they have expressed their unhappiness. Some members of the parliament in Iran have expressed their dismay, and so has the Iranian foreign minister.
It's very clear that there is a view within ranks of the British government that these individuals are effectively being held hostage. Is that a reasonable interpretation?
I think at this stage, probably that is an exaggerated interpretation. I mean, we know that the relations between Iran and Britain have been very soured over the last many years and have not been very good. But on the other hand, I mean, Australia's relationship is really good with Iran. I mean, Australia has maintained a good working relationship with the country. I would be very surprised that the couple who was who were detained about 10 weeks ago. They've been done so as sort of hostages. On the other hand, but we know that the Iranians have a lot of grudge against the British, and they have imprisoned, for example, Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, who was sentenced to 5 years jail and has been in Iranian jail, you know, for some time. And of course, the British government has done everything possible to secure her release, but they have not been very successful.
So is it wrong, though, to try and understand and interpret the cases of these three individuals within the broader context, which is a very complex diplomatic picture in, you know, relation to the Strait of Hormuz, in relation to oil tankers being seized, in relation to international sanctions against Iranian trade?
Yes, I mean, Iran's relations have been very much strained with Britain and some of the other European countries, but more so with the United States. But whenever and Western government tries to support the U.S. mission in the Gulf, that is not really received well by the Iranians. And therefore, I think when these sort of things happen, in the case of this couple being detained, and of course the academic being detained and so on, I mean, one could really place them in a much wider context, and that is that the relations between Iran and the West is not really good.
I know you travel to Iran regularly. You've been openly critical of the Iranian regime. Do you ever face any difficulty there?
None at all, you know, whatsoever. I mean, I've been to Iran umpteen times since 1989, and I have gave lectures in some of the Iranian universities, and I have been critical of Iranian foreign policy, particularly in relation to Iran's involvement in Syria and so on. But they have created no problems for me whatsoever, and I've always been received very cordially and have been treated so. I've also got many really good friends in Iran that they have also in private been quite critical of some of their government's policies. But at the same time, when the Iran faces a foreign threat, then irrespective of who's in power in Iran, the Iranian people normally solidify behind that government and support in defense of Iran.
While all of that may be true, the conditions that these dual nationals might be experiencing right now would be pretty dreadful, wouldn't they?
It would be dreadful. I mean, they are in Evin prison in the outskirts of Tehran, and it's not a very pleasant place at all. And we have reports of very horror stories, you know, coming out of that prison. And normally the political prisoners are really kept in that prison. And of course, this is a prison which was established before the Iranian Revolution and the advent of the Islamic Republic. This was established in 1972 under the Shah, but it still really functions as a terrible place. Yes.
Amin Saikal, thank you very much.
My pleasure.